Welcome. You are listening to a recording provided by Voice Republic at http://voicerepublic.com.
You know, tonight, it feels like a perfect night to change the world.
Welcome to Monday, October 7th edition of Tico's Corner with Tico and Ty. We have a great show lined up for you guys this evening. We have April Winnington and we have Marcel Terrell of Ecstasy. April, you're on the line. I'm going to give you just a brief introduction of you or whatever. And guys, we got Ty West in the house.
Hello, listeners. Tico, your energy is like off the chain, man.
Two Red Bulls.
Wait, but Tico, can I say something really quick before we introduce April? Really quick. So I got home today and I was about to, you know, get my little peaceful mind together, settle down. And so I go on the patio and I realize the birds had a fight on my patio. Like, it's blood, bird feathers, all kind of stuff on the patio. I'm like,
wow.
What the heck? I mean, crazy. So, needless to say, I really didn't get a chance to enjoy my my moment after work. The birds messed it up today.
Need a Red Bull.
Yeah, you know what I need. Okay. All right. Go ahead. Introduce April.
Okay. All right, so we have April Winnington. She's an author, motivational speaker, and the creator of Distinguished Masculinity. I love this project. Oh, my goodness. Oh, I'm so excited. I just can't wait to talk about it. Okay. I'm serious.
Goodness.
Yes. Also, if you guys want to look more into the Distinguished Masculinity, she needs more positive studs that are doing positive things, aggressive women, I'm sorry, that's doing more positive things in the community. Basically, it's a movement that highlights masculinity in women in a positive way. You can find it on www.adwhittington.com. Also, she's the author of It's My Fault. A great book. I had a chance to read a little bit of it before the show. Great book. I'm happy to finish it up. And you guys, April.
This is April. How are you?
What's going on, April?
Hey, Todd.
How are you feeling today?
I'm feeling really great. I feel great. Anytime you get a chance to connect with other positive people that, like, have a true passion for it, you know what I'm saying? For me, it's like a real high. It keeps me pumped. It makes my life go. So I'm excited to be talking to you all about
awesome. Something
like this. Mm-hmm.
Distinguished Masculinity.
Yes. Don't you like that name?
I love the name. I love
it. Have you seen the logo?
I did look at your website. I really did.
Mm-hmm.
And I wanted to actually listen to some of your videos, but I didn't get a chance. But I promise I'm going to listen to them after this.
Oh, yeah. That's good.
I see that you're a motivational speaker, and I'm very drawn to that because I am a speaker. I haven't gotten into the arena being a motivational speaker, but
right.
I love listening to motivational speakers.
Right.
So how did you get started being a motivational speaker?
Honestly, it happened because I was destined to write a book, and I use that word destined very strong because I believe in that when you're supposed to do something. So once I wrote my book, I got invited to a couple of events to speak about it, just from local people who knew me and wanted to help me. And from that, you know, someone would walk up to me at an engagement when I was promoting my book, and they would say, can you come speak at this event? And then I just reached out to the school system. Because I feel that we have to start at a younger age with teaching them the reality of life, not things that are fun. You know what I'm saying? We have to that's who's
absolutely
responsible for our life. And seriously, that's just my mindset. And the world may not think to a strict level like this, but for me, in my heart, I just feel it's a very important mission for me. So it's always great to talk to individuals like you all, because I know that's the same motive.
Okay, and you are right about educating me. You're definitely right about that.
Right.
My mother was a teacher for 30-some years, and, I mean, that was – she's been retired for some years, but from then until now, the youth has changed.
Mm-hmm.
And they need a lot of direction.
Tremendously.
They need a lot of direction.
I'm almost 40, and I was raised very old-fashioned. So my morals and values, not that you have to be a perfect person. That's not possible. It's not humanly possible. But to just have a conscience about yourself and just think about other people without acting, you know, just doing stupid stuff, causing your own drama. Like if a lot of people would just slow down and think about their life and not about what other people are going to think about them, then
yes,
the world would roll a whole lot better. You just
yes
have to be who you are. And it is a hard step to take. I believe that. I believe it is a hard step to take. We're all human. We're scared of change. But if you actually take time with yourself, you'll be there for yourself. I had to learn that myself because in my younger years, I was tormented and I caused a lot of my own problems. I just did. I was a troubled teen. And just through my growth and learning these things that I talk about, I actually practice them. That's why my life is healthy. It's not perfect,
okay,
but it's healthy.
Well, let me ask you this. What?
Yeah.
As you've gotten older, let's say in the last 10 years, 5 to 10 years, what
yeah
are some of the challenges that you have faced just being a masculine woman in society?
The biggest challenge is a daily challenge for society more so, just because I think I used to get really uptight when people would stare at me strangely in public. I would be uncomfortable. And once I got in touch with myself and embraced myself, I realized that they're the weird ones. Like, why are you staring at me? That's rude. You know, it's not about I don't look weird. You know, I'm just a woman in men's clothes. And at the end of the day, that's all you're really judging is the fact that I wear men's clothes and not women's clothes. It's not your choice. So I'm not a rude person, but I'm very direct. I'm just a very
okay
direct and raw person, because I feel if I can be honest and you can be honest with me as well, it'll cut down a lot of confusion.
Yeah, we are judged based on our appearance a lot of times.
Yeah, gay men have it, you know, feminine men have it as well. It all makes me upset, but I can't
yes
speak from that point of view. So when I created this idea a year ago, it was because I do come in contact with a lot of younger studs, masculine women, androgynous women, people who have identity struggles,
mm-hmm,
and I was able to really help them understand who they are so they could become healthy women. And it just has been a passion of mine, just in passing. So I wanted to create something that would not so much to impress the world, but to really give them an inside view to their ignorance, for one, because it's nothing for you. You know, you're judging someone based on how they look, and you're not taking time to give them, you know, respect with who they really are, because they're not those clothes. They're not those tattoos on their arm. Those are things that they love. But at the core of it, we're women. We're women.
Yeah. Yeah.
It doesn't matter how hard you are. You know what I'm saying? I have friends that range in all levels of masculinity, and everybody's different. But everybody's allowed to be different. That's just
and
my personality. You know, and it's just a world we live in. Everyone doesn't think that way. Am I going to change the world? No, but I'm going to do my part, period. Like, you know what I'm saying? So I'm just excited about it. I'm excited about the individuals I've connected with who have been responsive. And it's just it's taking 10 minutes out of your day if you to evaluate yourself and become a positive role model, because we're all over the world. You know what I'm saying?
And
we need to know where each other's
at. Absolutely. One of the things that I want to say is I see a lot of studs out there now, and they need a lot of direction. And yes. And these are not just the ones that are like 18, 19, 20. I'm
mm-hmm.
talking about ones that are 25 through 30, maybe even
mm-hmm.
30, 35.
That's the scary area.
Yes, that's the scary area. And they
so
really
you're already
need
older.
A positive role model. They really do, because they're what they're doing out there now is not cool. It's a little bit dangerous and risky. But at the same time, I don't think that they actually love themselves.
Mm-hmm.
And
because nobody wants to understand, you have to love yourself and take yourself back to all of your pain and deal with it before you can even try to be anything in life. A lot of people think there's something
so
in life because of their status, but if you're not together, then you're not going to sustain exactly how you are.
That
you know,
very,
you will
very,
to everybody
very...
else, but not inside.
You know, when you contacted me and said, you know, Tico, I've been like seeing you on Facebook, I've seen you on Instagram, that speaks volumes, because that lets
mm-hmm.
me know that I am doing something very positive to reach aggressive lesbians. And being
mm-hmm.
identifying as aggressive lesbians, yes, you know, we talked about it, me and Ty talked about it, how, you know, when you start walking in your purpose and your passion, you have to spread that energy. You have to educate those that look at you, because when you start getting in that limelight, you have that power. And when you have that power, you draw people to you, and you have
say
to do
that.
Something positive with
yes.
that. So
yes.
me, you know, I try to touch, not only do I, you know, I mentor the youth, but I try to uplift and teach as many studs younger than me. My, you know, I'm 37. Well, about to be 37. So I'm knocking on 40 just like you. And
you're
when
right.
I was coming up, I didn't have that aggressive lesbian to show me or give me the rules and regulations of, hey, you know, Tico, don't do this. You know, wear your clothes like this, you know.
But
you know,
masculine
hey,
women have got to learn to be there more
yes.
for each other. And whoever's listening, I don't know if I'll ever meet you, but if you are a masculine woman, you must unite with your other masculine women. I don't care that one of your friends does not like her. That's not your business. I'm sorry. Like, you know, you need to. We need to understand that we are, we're looked at weird. We're not weird, but that's how society, and we've got to learn to love ourselves and love each other, period,
mm-hmm.
because we're rare.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're a good person, you're definitely a rare stud. You're definitely, because they don't exist. You don't have to wear your
correct.
Pants to your knees.
Correct. And
just
because
you put a belt
thing,
on does not mean that you're a corpse. Just put a belt on.
Correct. Correct.
Pull your pants
and another,
up. You want to be accepted differently, but this is how you want to present yourself. You need to take responsibility. The world isn't against you. You're just not doing what you're supposed to do for the world to embrace you. You got to do some work. I'm sorry, Kiko.
Right.
I get
right.
a little passionate.
Right. No, I was just saying, no, you like me. You like me. Yeah, we can have a powwow all day. And another thing that I know this is only in our community that we need to get away from. Aggressive. All these labels.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. People need to realize that clothing do not identify you.
Yeah.
Pass
okay.
the offering. Pass the
that's,
offering.
That's a whole nother show topic. Clothing,
yes, a whole nother show topic.
That's a whole nother show topic. Clothing do not identify you because it's your attitude.
You in trouble
you know,
if it
does. Yes, I got a lot of flock. Believe it or not, I got positive flock and I got negative flock because I did a femme photo shoot. And
right.
immediately the inboxes were, are you going femme? No, I am aggressive. My attitude is aggressive. I am aggressive.
Right.
Whether I put on some polo boxers or I put on some thigh highs, it does not matter. I'm a model. I'm an actress.
Okay.
So therefore, I play my part. But I am aggressive. And I think in this community, in our community, we need to get away from the labels of, oh, you a stud, or you stud for stud. You are aggressive, dominant lesbian, whether you wear 501 jeans, whether
yes.
you put on your pumps. It does
yes.
not matter. Clothes do not
And it's none of our business,
you.
And I mean our by society. It's nobody within, you know what, the LGBT community is its own little, you know, citizenship. And within our own community, we get more flack. And for me, I feel like if people would mind a bit, I just love the phrase mind your business, because then it wouldn't have to be a conversation topic. Why are you, you know, nobody's weird for being who they are. I'm just an advocate for doing what you want and being who you are, period. Like, no exception. And masculine women, if you are a wonderful person, you've got to take some time and build your strength, because we need positive leaders in any capacity. You don't have to write a book or have a show. Just do something, though, that makes a difference. Quit making me ashamed to be a masculine woman.
Yes, yes. And I don't know if it's a, you know, I think it is. I'm not going to say I don't know. I think it is a learned pattern.
Mm-hmm.
It's a learned pattern that
it
is embedded within the social community of African American
yes.
lesbians.
Period.
Because you don't see it in no other. You don't see it in no other community.
Because white people, they don't care.
No.
Both of them got a mullet. They in love, and they all party.
Yeah, I'm gonna say it is definitely something that we deal with in the people of color community, in the LGBTQ people of color community. We deal with a lot of discrimination within our own community.
Right.
Especially with the lesbians, for some reason. Especially with lesbians, there is a lot of discrimination just within that particular.
Well,
group.
I'm hoping that by banding all these people together that are a power, we'll all be centralized and know who each other is. You know, you might know somebody when you go, why can't you see someone? You don't have to become best friends, but it's nice to have familiar people when you go somewhere. Just know that there's another positive person like you. We have to band together so that nothing can break us. And I'm in. I'm here for it. Like, anybody that's wanting to do anything, and I'm not trying to get fame and notoriety. I have my own ventures. But this is something that is not my project. It is our project. I'm just the platform provider. That's it. I created it. I'm glad I did, but I'm just the platform. But this is everyone. If you guys have any ideas or something you want to try, I'm open. This is for us. This is for all over the world.
I know we were talking. I really want to see a seminar. We talked about
yeah,
that.
Yeah,
I'm,
yeah, we should do a seminar.
I'm ready. I'm suited and booted and ready to do it. I'm ready.
Yeah, we're talking about a seminar.
Huh?
April, do you know about creating the change, the Creating Change conference that will be here in Houston?
No, I did not, but I will definitely be researching that tonight.
check out the website, creatingchange.org.
April, you still there? Did we lose you?
Yeah, I'm still here. It just was muted on me,
okay.
And I couldn't hear anything.
Oh, okay. But, yes, please check out Creating a Change.
I will. I definitely will. And I'll be talking with you all again soon to call in. But I appreciate this time. I appreciate everything you guys are doing as well.
And, April, if you haven't friended me on Facebook, please do. It's going to be Ty West, T-Y-E. W-E-S-T.
I will find you, sir.
Okay. Appreciate it, man.
All right, Chico. I appreciate you, man.
Oh, no problem. We definitely going to keep in touch. We got lives to change and work to do, bro. We got work to do. All right. So, that was April.
man, her energy is like, woo.
Very good, yeah.
Man, like that, the emphasis of it. I mean, it's just so much that we need to do as a community to just change lives and get this message out. I mean, it's so many lost people out here that's in our community that we have a responsibility, and we need to take action for the responsibility that we have. You know, me and you always talk, and like I said, we have a platform here. You know, we have Tico's Corner, hosted by Tico and Ty. We have to do something. We have Back to Us Radio Network. We have to do something. We have to make sure that we uplift, educate, and give resources to the community. So, yeah. Man, her movement is, whew. I'm
excited about it.
Excited is not the word. I mean, it's just, I don't even know what to say. Birds fighting, you know, birds on a feather flock together. I'm just saying, but Tico and Ty show.
So hey guys, it is Michelle. How are you? You guys are doing a great show tonight.
Michelle.
Hey. For those of you listening to the Tico and Ty show tonight, this is Michelle Alexander, founder and creator of A Girl's Guide. I'm actually hosting their switchboard tonight to help Anise out. And I'm just saying, you guys are doing a fabulous show. I am a huge fan of April and what she's doing. And I just want to say that I appreciate you guys bringing her on and giving her ear to tell the community, you know, the movement that she's got going behind her, because it is powerful and very much needed.
It is. It is.
Yeah. So what we're going to do is we're going to try to take a caller here really quick. If you are in the queue and your last four digits start with 8268, I'm going to go ahead and bring you on live. Last four digits, 8268. I think you've got a question. I want to go ahead and bring you on. Last four digits, 8268. Are you there?
Yeah, I'm here. Well, I'm actually the other. This is Marcel.
Oh, hey, Marcel. Okay, I'll put you back in the queue. Hold on, honey.
Okay.
Okay, well, we don't have a question.
Wow, Michelle, you just threw her back in the queue. I love it.
I did. Hold on, I'll put you right back in the queue. We'll be right back to you.
Oh, man. So,
Mama don't play.
Yeah, you don't play.
You are the lady that pay the bills. She can do that.
We got to do what we got to do around here. So I just want to say thank you. What are you saying?
I said thank you.
You are welcome. So I just want to say before we take a quick break here, thank you for giving me ear also. I know that we are brother and sister on the same radio network, Back to Us Radio, and I could not be thrilled to share airspace with you. More thrilled to share airspace with you, I should say. I think that what you're doing to reach our masculine identified women is phenomenal, and I just appreciate the voice that you have in the community. So before we take a break here, I do know I get about 2 minutes to go ahead and talk about what I do here. If you guys have never tuned in every other Wednesday, my next show is going to be Wednesday, October 16th. I host A Girl's Guide on Air. We talk about a variety of topics. Our last show that we did this last Wednesday was giving information and education to the community on the Affordable Care Act. There are a lot of people out there who do not have health insurance, and my soul is one of activism, and I want to keep people informed and get involved where I can to just help the betterment of our people and our families and people who may be marginalized and don't get the information that they need. So my commitment is always going to be to that. But what do? I'm the founder and creator of a website called A Girl's Guide, and that is AGURLZGUIDE. I had a vision last year to create a healing hub, is what I call it, where currently we have a couple different aspects to our website. We host writers that talk about their personal journeys with regards to topics that are specific to the LGBT community. in the effort to bring healing, reconciliation, and dialogue. I do believe that there are a lot of broken people and a lot of broken relationships within our community, and my commitment is to talk about the things that people don't want to talk about. You know, one of my mottos is that we talk about the ugly in the effort to make it beautiful. So visit agirlsguide.org. We have a variety of writers. I think I have about 14 writers right now that talk about a variety of topics, from queer motherhood to studs with kids, to our transgendered brothers and sisters, to emotional activism. There's just a variety of topics there for you to read about. We do the radio show every other Wednesday. My next show is coming up on October 16th. I haven't decided what I'm going to do yet, but I take our articles and I bring them alive. And so tune in next Wednesday, not this coming Wednesday, but next Wednesday the 16th, for A Girl's Guide on Air. And for those of you who know me and who don't know me, I am a life coach. And so if you are in a position in your life where you just want that extra push and accountability and you want somebody to help you get there, reach out to me. You can find me, Michelle Alexander, on Facebook. You can find me also on the Back to Us Network. So Ty and Tico, thank you so much for just giving me a second to plug my business and my show. And what we're going to do now is we're going to take a quick break. And when we come back, we are going to have our next guest, and we're going to open the floor up for questions. So you guys enjoy this song called Timeless Moments by Kim Joyce, and we'll be right back.
A night full of passion, but passion in reverse. 'Cause even though I love your body, tonight I'm gonna fuck your mind first. How? Stimulating conversation, get your juices flowing, get your pots pulsating. Realize I'm poor, I know you wanna taste it, but hold on for that final destination. Here we need a journey, it's better. The ocean gets wider. Take our time, and this might last forever. Let me take you to heaven, show you a crown. Brother, go with me, yeah. Please look down and just climax. Wanna have dead prison sex. Set it out, yeah. Like that. Take your time, take your time. Marinating in the now, but basking in forever. This elevator love got me steeping every level. Your head to your navel, your navel to your toes. All around your body, watch the mirror go. Up and down, baby, I know you're feeling it. I take my time so you know that I'm digging you. I appreciate every inch and every angle. So I'ma take my time while we make it sweet. Your goals, talking about the future as I take off all your clothes. Yes, I lick you in your eyes, lick my lips slow. You telling me to take you, I say where you wanna go. You say to love, for I sex you down, I build you up. We need to take our time, no need to rush. Cause see, I want you to arrive, not just to come. For me, baby, now come to me with that sweet.
Tico's Corner with Tico and Ty.
We have our next guest ready to blow our minds as well. Marcel Terrell, author and CEO of Ecstasy. Marcel Terrell is a motivated entrepreneur that has always been passionate about writing. She is the founder and CEO of Ecstasy and also the CEO of All Mind Publishing. Welcome to the show. Welcome to Tico's Corner. Thank you for taking the time to be a guest on our great network here and What About Positivity, Movement, Education, and Resources. Marcel Terrell, guys.
Wow. Appreciate it, man. Thank you for having me on. Michelle, I owe you one.
Do you now?
Well, just show up and show out for this show. That's how you get me back.
Y'all doing all right tonight?
Absolutely wonderful.
Yeah, you know.
Wow.
Well, let me give a big shout out to y'all for real, though, for doing what y'all doing, and also to April, because, man, she was just hitting everything on the nail, you know what I mean? She was just definitely bringing the heat, and I love people that spit real stuff, you know what I mean? Don't apologize for nothing you say, just say what you mean, you know what I mean? Because the truth is, we all got to be honest with each other, just, you know what I'm saying, just so we can get ahead together. So big shout out to everything y'all doing in April, too.
All right. So, Marcel, are you currently in Dallas right now?
Yeah,
you currently reside in Dallas. Mm-hmm. And I'm being nosy, but did you attend the Dallas Pride?
No, did not.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
All right. I was just wondering, because I know Dallas Pride was this weekend, and I had some friends. I was actually supposed to go, but I had some friends go down there.
Yeah, it was pretty busy, but nah.
Okay.
Maybe next year.
So I see you have a book out, and I know Tico didn't say the name of his book, but I'm curious about this book. That's called
it's called Passions of Seduction.
Passions of Seduction and that one.
It's actually
about this book, yes.
Okay, all right. It's a short story collection, you know what I mean? It's my first book, and being a writer, you have so many things kept inside, you know, so many ideas. So it was hard for me to just sit down and write, like, a full novel with a couple of characters and whatever. So instead, I just, you know, did, like, different short stories, and then it's erotica. And this book here is it's diverse. Gay, straight, lesbian, bisexual, everything, you know what I mean? And I know everybody, so it fit the people that I know, so it was fun, you know what I'm saying, to write it. And yeah, it's pretty nasty. It's pretty nasty. But it's not just nasty, you know what I mean? It's some romance and things like that, you know what I mean? It's not just some hardcore porn type reading, you know what I mean? I want you guys to, you know, anybody read, I want you to come away with some type of fulfillment other than an orgasm. I mean, you know, just kind of, you know, feeling love, you know, or looking at your mate a little differently and appreciating them, you know, a lot more as well.
Okay. And that's interesting because I had the opportunity to, have you ever heard of the Vagina Monologues?
Yeah.
Well, I had the opportunity to do a rendition of the Vagina Monologues for a well-known slam poet artist here in Houston, Tiffany Scales. Wormatician, have you ever heard of her?
No, I haven't.
Okay, yeah. So I did the Vagina Monologues, and that whole edition was very erotic. It was very erotic. So that was my first time getting into the erotic scene with writing and poetry. Yeah.
Did you like it?
Yeah. I loved it.
right on.
I loved it.
You get a lot of craziness, you know, crazy responses from writing erotica pieces and everything. But it's fun, you know, you get nice pictures sent to you and things like that, you know.
So are you working on something currently? any books, any writings, any speaking and engagements? What are you working on currently, right?
Right now, I'm actually working on my next book, which is Ecstasy, Her Panty Wetter. It's erotic as well, but it's straight catered to the community, you know what I'm saying? It's repping my studs. It's repping us, you know what I mean? And it's just from a stud's point of view, you know, some entertainment for the fams and SFS, whatever, you know what I mean? It's for us. It's not diverse. It's diverse as the first one, and I'm loving it, you know. It's a zone I'm in right now. So I'm working on that. And then also, this one also had, this is short stories, had short stories as well, but I have some poetry in it as well. I'll be introducing myself as a poet. I mean, it's just for fun for me as far as poetry. I give props to the spoken word artists because, man, they deliver strongly. I'm just having fun with it, you know what I mean? But I'm also showcasing a few studs who contributed pieces to the book as well. So, and that's what Ecstasy is about, you know what I mean? Just trying to create another avenue to help studs, you know, get a little more recognition. There's a lot of studs, excuse me, organizations out there doing their thing, and I just want to help out with them.
Okay, all right. Now, in your book, this new one, Her Panty Wetter, is there any type of stud-on-stud action? Do you engage in that side of...
I don't personally, but I do respect it. And,
okay.
You know, from Dallas, I'm not going to lie, it's just now, for me, coming to surface a lot more in Dallas, you know what I mean? So 5 years ago, I could not, and I would not have written it, and I could not because I couldn't have created from that standpoint. But at the same time, it's no different if I can go and write my first book and be diverse, and then even one of the stories is two men. So that's a gay story that I can't relate to, but I can create something around it to make it nice and respectful, you know?
Okay. I think one of the things that I see that I have seen over the years in the community is the inside of the lesbian community. You can see two femmes together, and that's very acceptable. That's always been acceptable. But if you see two dominant women or two studs together, then you are completely outcast by your whole lesbian community, specifically in the people of color.
Right. Yeah, unfortunately. And I was guilty of that a long time ago, not necessarily pulling away from people like that, but it just, you know, growing up in Dallas for me, it was you see the femme on femme or the stud in femme. But at the same time, you saw studs and drags, you know what I mean? So it was like,
yes.
Some of this and that, what's wrong with that, you know what I mean? And I'm not referring to that as something bad. It's just that you see something to the left, you see something to the right, you know, disrespect what's in front of you, you know what I mean? I'm not like that, you know. It was hard to embrace. The internet has helped me a lot. You know, I see it everywhere now. And I've met a lot of people, a lot of S for S and all that. So it's nothing. It's no big deal. I wasn't necessarily prejudiced towards it. I just didn't know, you know, just ignorant, you know what I mean? But it's nothing. It's no big deal.
Okay. Yeah, I have some close friends or some friends that are you know, F for F stuff for stud, and or they just, it doesn't matter whether they're femme, androgynous, stud, butch, it just doesn't matter. And I would love to see our community be a little bit more open-minded to, if you are a woman, regardless if you're masculine identified or not, if you're a woman and you love another woman, you know, just accept that. You don't have to worry about, all right, well, this, you got to be a stud or you got to be a femme. You know, we got to get past those labels inside of our community.
Right on. Yeah, that's true, man. But like y'all was saying in the first segment, you know, I mean, we just, you know, our color, we just got to get together. Like you asked about Dallas Pride, you know, not bashing anybody, you know, big up to everybody that went out, but You know, just yesterday, everybody, people have been complaining about it over the weekend, but the biggest issue has been, you know, that we're not together. Everybody, pride was good, but it was so divided that it was ridiculous, you know, and comparing mm-hmm. that to, you know, the white folks, as they say, you know what I mean? So
yeah.
We do need to, we need to do a lot better. Even with my vision and with ecstasy, you know, it is a book coming out, but it's also, you know, something that I want to do. I mean, the book, you know, I'm trying to create opportunities just off the book for, you know, musicians, different artists. It's going to go into film production sometime next year. Just various things, you know, anything from entertainment to advocates, anybody that got something positive, you know, that they can contribute, you know, just some self-help information or whatever. And you know, as of next year, I'll be introducing.
I was about to ask you what your future plans for Ecstasy was, but you answered
Yeah, as of next year, you know, everything. I mean, I had to kind of start over, and because what I did was when I came up with the idea to call the book Ecstasy Her Panty Weather, I put out a T-shirt to just kind of start promoting and just to create a soft buzz is what I was doing. But people grabbed it and they loved what I was doing. They just loved the fact that I was repping for the Sean Studd love as opposed to hating, you know. And just people just started reaching out to me. The networking game was strong and everybody wanted to work with me and everything. But, you know, so it created a big distraction in my writing, which was okay because, you know, the way they were reaching out to me, I'm like, I'm on to something, you know. Okay, well, all right. So then I start, you know, listening more to everybody and what they were saying and how they're looking for more positive sources and everything. So then, you know, but doing that, I met so many people and I started kind of working on different things with different people. It kind of took me away from me. And then it actually resulted in a lot of, unfortunately, bad business people. You know what I mean? So
okay.
I had to kind of pull away, you know, and kind of regroup, reform. And now, like, I'm writing nonstop. Everything I'm doing is pretty much for the sake of ecstasy and, you know, just getting the boys out there and we just showcase our talent, you know what I'm saying? One way or another. So that's what's going on.
Okay.
Yeah.
I love the fact that you're doing a lot of positive things from entertainment to advocacy. Because you definitely need that in the community. Definitely.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm trying. It's a process. I mean, this side of the game is new to me, and you got all these different, man, attitudes and personalities. But if it's your passion, if it's your vision, you just don't give up. You just change it a little bit, you know? And that's what I'm doing. So, yeah, Tico is actually on. I got a short story coming out real soon. Tico on the book cover, so. It was actually going to be out.
I move in silence. So, Marcia, I want to take the time to just thank you. You know, I've been down with the whole ecstasy movement. I mean, from day one, from promoting the t-shirts. I mean, getting the opportunity. To showcase my talent, to showcase that, you know, I am a versatile model, and I appreciate you for that. You know, I'm the face of the website. So with that, you know, it's about coming together. It's about promoting each other, and we have to continue to promote, uplift, and push one another, you know, and it's very unfortunate that there was so much segregation for Valley Day Pride. You know, hopefully, you know, all the big hitters will come together and we can come up with, because I plan on being involved in that, we can come up with a better plan. There's no reason why you should have a party over here and a party over there. You know, let's just come together and, I mean, run out of the arena, you know. I mean, there's so many other avenues that we could do, and I really would like to see more seminars, more educational seminars, you know, to educate
about.
People,
there was a seminar put on by my brother there, and there was not a, I mean, there probably weren't more than between 5 to 10 people that showed up. So the education is trying to happen, but it's just the fact that there's so much, everything is geared towards being partying,
yeah,
naked sex, partying. You know,
yeah,
that's what it's about. And if we can turn, like you're saying, if we can turn this whole gay pride thing away from the partying scene and more to doing a lot of workshops,
mm-hmm,
I think, you know, we would have a better audience.
Yeah, but they did real good last year. Like, they, I mean, big shout out to TD and Angela Amos and everybody, because they really pulled together last year, and it was, they did it real big. I really don't know what happened this year, but, you know, live and learn. And they're already, from what I understand, they're already working on it right now to make it right next year. So, you know, just Chico, you know, just y'all just hit TD them up, share some ideas with them, help them out so we can all make this a nice experience, because, you know, I plan to be there next year. I do. Ecstasy
okay.
Gonna be everywhere next year.
Ecstasy and Chico Davis.
For sure. I mean, real talk. And, you know, real talk. Chico got stuff coming up that, man. Chico, mad props, man. I'm gonna give you props. You know what I mean? And Ty, I'm a little familiar with you now from the interview, what, a month ago or something like that, or last time, whenever. But I got something for you. I'm going to reach out to you about something as well, you know.
All right. I appreciate it. Are you my friend on Facebook?
I don't think so, but we will be. We will be.
Okay. Awesome.
Yeah, if not, I'll make it happen.
Well, Marcel, thank you. Thank you for coming on. Thank you for taking time out of your busy schedule, because I know, man, you got a lot going on. To just show me some love, coming on, supporting me and Ty. You know, like I said, I'm going to continue to keep saying, we about change, and I'm
right
about
on.
Change.
Right,
and change starts with yourself. So
right,
I appreciate you, man. And I'll see you soon, because we got some work to do.
y'all do. Right on, man. Y'all do what y'all do. Anise, Sharon, thank y'all for having me on. Just, I appreciate everything, man. But I want to come back on with April. But we got to make some moves first. With April on it. I love what she's saying. You know what I'm saying? By think together, we can all pull together and make some stuff happen.
All right.
And don't just hang up on me. Don't go pay bills. Just hang up on me. You know. Just, you know, say it right. Hang up right, man, you know. That's some hot music y'all had on there. But now, y'all have a good one, man. I appreciate you, love.
Thank you, Marcel.
All right.
Thank you.
All right, bye.
So, Ty.
Yes.
You over there all right with them birds?
You know what?
You know, like, this is going to be the joke of the week. But real talk.
Yeah. Man, because the birds had a fight on my patio, I'm a little upset about that, because I had to go out there and really sweep all those the feathers and stuff, and I'm going to have to put some bleach out there because there's some blood. Yeah, I'm a little upset. I'm kind of upset about that. I'm serious.
Well, everybody, Mr. Ty West, Ty, you know, plug your show for Thursday. This is like a movement. It all started from the first Chico's Corner show back on, God, I forgot the date. Oh, September 9th.
It was September 9th.
It was September 9th. Dun, 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 dun. Okay.
Yeah, so.
And, yeah,
starting,
plug it, man. I mean. Yes.
When is this Thursday? I'm real bad about dates. Is this Thursday the 10th?
This Thursday is
the 10th. I'm sorry. I should be a little bit more prepared.
It's the
birds. The birds did it. August the 10th, we will be rolling out.
October.
My fault. I'm sorry. October the 10th, this Thursday, 9 Eastern, 8 Central, we will be rolling out our new transgender expression on Thursdays. The host will be Ty, me, and Eli Strong. And we will also be rotating through the month every Thursday, either different co-hosts for the show.
But it's going to be a show about everything and anything from A to Z, transgender related. So please listen in on Thursdays, 9 Eastern, 8 Central. I hope I get it right. And it's going to be an awesome show. Ty and Eli.
All right. Man, we had this was a really, I felt the energy. This was really, really like a positive show tonight. And, you know, we need to do, I got a couple more topics that just like crossed my mind, just interviewing people and everything. So I tried to, you got anything else you want to say?
No. I mean, I definitely want to say give thanks to Michelle Alexander for doing our switchboard tonight. She is thebomb.com, seriously.
Oh, thank you, Ty. I appreciate that. You guys are awesome, awesome hosts, and I was just proud to be a part of it. So thank you. I appreciate it. That's my sweet voice.
I have to warm her up because, you know, I told her I want her to do more of our shows. So, you know, we got to be nice to her, Chico.
Oh, you're trying to butter me up. Is that what you're doing?
I got to butter you up a little bit. Michelle, you were awesome tonight, seriously. As usual, I mean, come on now.
Thank you. Thank you. Make sure you go to agirlsguide.org, agurlsguide.org. Okay, I'm done.
Can I just say this real quick?
I am looking for writers, and so if you are listening out there in Blog Talk Radio land and you are a writer and you've got a story to tell related to the LGBT community where you can talk about your own personal journey or a specific topic, or you want to present a column, reach out to me. I am always looking for good writers, and you don't have to write professionally. I actually love that we have got just regular people who write for regular people. So if you're interested in telling a story or telling your story, please reach out to me at michelle@agirlsguide.org. That's my email. So I appreciate it, and I appreciate the opportunity today.
One more thing,
yeah.
Michelle. Also, if you didn't know Michelle Antico, this week, the October the 7th to the 11th is National Coming Out Week. So
yes, it is.
Primarily related to the LGBTQ community. So definitely if people are interested in doing some storytelling or telling their story and want their story out, I think that would be great for you, Michelle.
Thank you.
For your...
Wow, okay.
Yeah, I appreciate that. Actually, I think I might do that. I've got some stories that I have been submitted to me. So, and I think I might solicit a couple, too, because I know there are some good coming out stories out there. So thank you for that.
No problem.
All right. Yeah. Michelle, thank you once again. Thank you for helping us out tonight and running our board. You guys always try to close the show out with something positive to change, uplift, or help an individual. First, I'm going to talk about the project I have going on. You can buy a T-shirt. You can donate or donate $10. And it's to buy items for homeless children here in Austin. To purchase the T-shirts, you go on TicoDavis.com. You can find me on Facebook at Tico Davis. You can go like my model page at Tico Davis model page. And people, the increase for homeless kids in Austin is up by 53%. And I just want to basically help a child that is not fortunate of getting a pair of socks, a pair of pants, a pair of shoes. And this week I have turned my focus more to the kids that's not able to get into the shelters. I also mentor through API, which is Austin Partners in Education. And what I've done, I've got with the advocate there and the counselors. And I know they cannot personally tell me who the kids are that's homeless, but I've asked them to get a head count, and I've asked them to get a list of the things that they need, because those are kids that couldn't get to the shelter because of the simple fact the shelter is so overfull at this present moment. So people, you know, do the right thing. Go to TicoDavis.com and donate $10. You know, if you don't want to donate $10, if you don't want to buy a shirt, shirts are $20. Half of the proceeds go to the items that they need, which is $10. So you can just donate $10. And if you decide, hey, I don't want to do that, then you can hit me up. I'll give you an address of items that you can send in that the kids need, you know. And we have to be that change. We have to do what we need to do as adults to change somebody's life. We have to continue to be that change. And until I stop breathing, I will be that change. And I just want to leave y'all with, you know, in the world there are a lot of things, you know, that's beyond your control. But what you have to do, you have to have control over one thing, and that's you. So go into something that's heavy, that's uplifting, that's a positive thing. Sow into something that can make change. So plant your seeds, people, and plant your seeds in something that's a positive change for the community. And thank you for joining Tico's Corner for the October 7th segment, and we'll see you back on October 21st. And tune in on Thursdays for Ty's show. I'm okay. Go to the Back to Us. It's BACK, the number 2 US, and hit that like button. You know, and also tune in to Kelly Lynn on Saturdays at 11 AM for Soul Fitness. Get your mind right, people. Get your mind right. So. We're going to end this segment with a little bit of music. Tune in. Back to Us Radio Network. Go like our page, TicoDavis.com. Look up Mr. West, T-Y-E, Mr. West, Ty West. And we'll see you soon. Peace.
Peace.
You know, tonight, it feels like a perfect night to change the world.
With some feeling, 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 feeling again.
tell my soul to keep, for my soul to wake at least one more day. So
you have been listening to a recording provided by Voice Republic at http://voicerepublic.com.